podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 36 of Lost in Appalachian Mon. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this week we watched Atmon episode 36, Aim for the Nine Gods, Appli Yama 470 Elections. What were your favourite bits in this episode, besides me crying?
The whole election was really, really good.
It was so solid.
Because while I don't think everyone reacted correctly, except for I and Gatchmon.
Yeah.
Let's cover it. Basically, the election process was votes had already come in. So they sat the entire 470 idols down in this big array of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we will name you one by one of what order you came in. So 470th to first. And once you are named, a spotlight goes on you. You get up, you give a little speech, and you leave. You might notice there that you give a little speech 470 times. Might get a bit old.
Yeah.
It's Japan and they like stuff and it's a cartoon. So whatever. More importantly, every time someone gets named, they seem really happy. But you'd think that the more times you're not named, the happier you'd be. Well, the first person to get called should be crying.
Yeah, well, you have to act that you're happy and you have to act all gracious.
That's true. But the first person who gets called should be depressed as a result. Mm. Like, it's the worst result. But, you know, everyone's happy. And there's a great little bit where I goes, oh, I'm so nervous. I hope Eri gets named soon. And Gatchmon turns and goes, you know that would be bad, right? She's like, but I'm so nervous.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you're terrible. But
I think she's evil.
Well, I think that she might be evil. Like, her name is AI. Yeah. But I completely understand that. Like, I felt like, oh, I just want something to be over. Like, it just makes me nervous. I don't care what's happening. Like, in the end, in that moment, you don't feel like you care about what actually happens. You're just so nervous.
So the result, it was, and when last episode, when we're like, it seemed like Eri knew the result, but I guess she didn't. Because she was surprised here.
Well, I think that was a different one. That was like a general...
Maybe that was a poll.
That was an opinion poll. I think this is separate. And I think that she just did okay in the last one.
Mm.
Like, maybe she stayed at the exact same place. Like, she was still the center.
No, she definitely increased. She said, that's where I should be. Yeah. Like, she'd be surprised if she stayed the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the result was Eri came 10th. She was one off being one of the nine gods. And Coachmon and Dokumon were all there cheering for her. And 10th is still amazing. There's this really great screen where it says she went up 235 places.
Yeah, that was
insane.
Great.
So she gets chosen. It's this big thing and you get to see all the crowd cheering and you get to be like, the character we like.
But the thing is that when she gets called, she can't hear anything.
It's complete silence and you think, oh, has like a mistake been made?
And no one knows who she is.
Or does no one actually care about her?
Yeah, and like, oh, but was it another mistake? Was it, you know, just that Calculimon from last episode still having an influence? And then
I never actually thought that was a possibility.
No, but when it was silent, it was like nobody knows who she is again. And because when she won in the last episode, everyone went, who? Like, who's this?
Well, I mean, when you're 245th, it makes sense for that to be the response. Yeah. But then she turns around and, like, the sound clears.
No, Dokumon's calling out her name.
Yeah, and she pays attention. The sound clears and you can see the entire crowd.
Mm.
And it's like a big stadium. I would not be surprised if they were like, oh, yeah, that's the Tokyo Dome. In fact, I think it was.
I think so, yeah.
It had the L Corp logo on it, but I think it was the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah, it was the Tokyo Dome.
Which is a big arena. Yeah. It's like full of people and they're all cheering for her. And it was really, really nice.
Mm.
It was really nice. She goes up, she has a big speech where she says the best line of the show. And I say the best line, I made fun of it at the time it happened. I still think it's actually kind of crap, but I love it because it's in theme, which is a journey of 1,000 miles begins with an explosive punch.
Yeah, I love that. It's so cute.
You're cutting back and forth to like, the kids just watching the television and cheering for her, and Astra, who we have to remember, Astra hated her, and she hated Astra for the first like 20 episodes.
In the Telemon episode.
That was when it turned.
Yes.
They hated each other before that. Like, they couldn't stand each other. And now Astra's like, I'm so proud of her. He was
brought crying, to tears as well. Yeah.
He loves that she's successful. And that's really nice. And also, he helped.
Yeah.
Although, that said, he has 3 million subscribers and she got 50,000 votes.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's elections. And what's also interesting is it's one of those things where you mention a question, you mention something at the screen, and the screen goes, no, this is what it is. I said, you know, it's interesting they haven't mentioned, by the way, Eri seemed to come first before the error was corrected in, like, the poll the other day. And that's a thing. The moment she gets 10th, they go, by the way, She appeared to come first. Error was corrected. Do you think that's why? And they go, no, that's not why. That could not possibly account for this level of success. It might have helped, but it definitely wasn't the whole thing. She worked really hard. And that's great.
And I like when Atmon does that. And it's happened a few times in this episode. And I believe that it happens in episodes that we consider good, is that you'll ask a question or you'll say something and then immediately a character will say it. And I can't remember, what was the time in this episode that it happened?
I goes, I hope they call her name quickly. And I go, doesn't that mean she'd be losing? Gashmon goes, that's a bad thing. Instantly.
Mm.
No delay. It was great.
Yeah.
So then there's like, Aerie's really happy. She gives a speech. She gets a call from her mom who's like, I'm really proud of you. I know you did this for me.
And everyone at the office is...
There's like signs there and they all took time off to watch this, which is adorable.
It's so cute.
It's really like, there's no substance to that scene, but it's really cute.
Yeah, and her mom says, well, you're just doing this to make me smile. And she's like, oh, you knew? And she's like, of course I knew. Because, yeah, she's her mom.
And then that's all the best parts of the episode. That whole first... I think it's the first 12, 14 minutes?
Yeah, the first half of the episode.
It's more than half, but the first big part of it is excellent. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Then Knight comes over and he talks to Aerie and says, you know, I want to invite you to a party on my boat. And he does this really, really douchey thing where he goes, my name's Unryuji, and he points at her and she's like, Knight? And he's like, you got it. And it's a positive because it's like, it's really douchey and so it fits. But I really wish she had not said anything and he'd gotten upset about it. But I'm saving it for Haru. It might happen.
Yeah.
So he invites her to this boat. Okay. And then I'm sure the other kids... Ray's doing stuff the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's having, like, in-depth plot.
Ray had found out that the data that had the picture of Bootmon on it came from this particular L Corp building.
Yeah.
So he goes in and he's hacking the whole thing. And there's a security guard who goes, hey, you kids can't be in here. So Hackmon distracts him by setting off his phone. And what does his phone do?
He goes, hacker, 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 hacker. Just like, it's in the exact same way as the Gatchmon phone call.
It's so cute.
The alarm. It's so cute.
I would really like if you got to the end of the series or whatever and like, Aerie's phone rings and it's like, doka, 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 doka.
I want a Musimon one.
That would be lame.
Musy.
He's the lamest for that joke, I think. Because he deals with sound all the time, I think it's like, that's in character. Whereas Dokamon like, fiddling around with a phone with his giant metal fingers would be adorable. So he gets in there and he gets in this weird white room and they go, this is the computer used by Unryuji Naito. He's like, that's a weird thing to happen. And they get legit assaulted by the actual Leviathan.
Yes.
Who apparently can't kill a standard Atmon given 30 seconds of free time.
Well, we know that Leviathan is weak. We know that but by the year of 2040, he will be able to take over. But now he's not able to. He's very weak and he needs a lot of development. He's just sinister. Still.
Ray and Hackmon escape and they end up in the little like secret base and the other kids find them. And Ray just goes, oh my god, L Corp and Leviathan are L Corp works for Leviathan. And the kids go, oh my god, that's shocking.
I wanted one character to be like pointing at the logo.
So we cut over. So they go, oh, we have to tell Aerie about this. And they look at their phone and Aerie has said, hey guys, I'm going to be late to the celebration. I'm on this boat party with you know, for L Corp. And they go, uh-oh. And they keep trying to call her. And you see her, but she's there dressed up like what's it called?
Magical girl?
Like a magical girl. I was going to say like a Sailor Scout, but...
Yeah, magical girl.
Magical girl. And I go, shouldn't there be more people here? And she goes, hey Naito, shouldn't there be more people
and
here?
Yeah, it was the every exact time. Same one, yeah.
And he goes, no, it's just us. By the way, I know you're an Apple driver. And she's like, what? He goes, by the way, I'm Leviathan's emissary.
The L in Leviathan, in L Corp, stands for Leviathan.
And he just drops it. And she's like, what?
And she has like this reaction of just like, oh, no.
I can't believe it. He points behind her and every building in the skyline has the L Corp logo. Actually, it has everything in the skyline has the L Corp logo on it. And then when they look back, each one has three L Corp logos on it to fill the skyline more.
I guess it's to show that it's growing or something, I don't know.
What, in the last 20 seconds?
Yes, it's very strong.
When the other kids are running through the city, there's more of them like that as well. Like, every building in Tokyo somehow belongs to L Corp. That's not how businesses work.
Well, to be fair, they're running, Leviathan's running a very successful business.
Oh, yeah. Not that successful. If you are an incredible business, by the way, if you're an incredible real estate business, that's your core business, you'll have three buildings in a city. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the whole coastline.
He's very successful.
Insane. So this is where it sort of takes a weird turn of, like, what's happening on screen is interesting, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
But also...
It's a tone shift.
It's not even that it's a tone shift. It's that, why would Knight be doing this? What advantage is there for him in telling her this?
Because he wants her on his side. He says, well, you can help me look for Bootmon.
He did sort of offer her that, but I feel like there were much more intelligent ways he could have gone about it. Like, he was really aggressive about it. Like, he assumed that she'd be all aboard immediately. He didn't offer her anything, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, he just sort of said, you will help me. And she was like, no?
The classic, what makes this situation of the bad guy offering a good guy, hey, join me in this thing, is the offer. Oh, I can make sure your mom never has to work again.
Or
that's so interesting.
Or I will help you become number one. Even then, like, we know Eri wouldn't accept
that. He did actually offer her that. You know what? I'm wrong. That's why she has the whole speech of, I'm not going to be fabricated. I will earn the world on my own. Okay,
that's fine.
He does offer him something. It's just really, it's minor compared to what he could have done. Like, make the offer legit. Like, she just went up 235 places based on her own hard work.
Yeah, and her trying the hardest and doing insane things on Astra's YouTube channel.
Yeah, so it's not the strongest offer to say, I'll make you popular. She made herself popular already. And so there's that. And so once she refuses, there's all these agents who pop up as though they were just hanging out below the railing the whole time.
Just crouching, yeah.
And then she somehow makes it inside the boat to her own little cabin. Side note, why did she have her own little cabin with a change of clothes? She thought she was going to a party.
Because some parties on big boats you stay overnight at.
So she brought a change of clothes for the party she didn't know she'd be going to? Or did he provide those clothes on the boat?
Maybe he provided them. We don't know. But we could also say...
Weird dude.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. But you could also say that maybe there was an after party that was real that was going to happen. And she had that organized. But it is likely that Knight is this kind of guy who's like, hey, I even bought you an outfit.
I think the thing with that, with the whole boat scene, is there were enough red flags that if Eri was an intelligent character for real, she would have been asking too many questions for it to go smoothly.
If Eri was an intelligent character...
She would have figured out the L-Corp thing.
She would have figured out the L-Corp thing.
But... This is one of those weird bits where you go, what happened is not bad, but okay, this is the frontier thing. This is the, it's bad if you think about it.
Yeah.
But it is so minor as a fact. It doesn't, the episode doesn't hinge on this at all.
Yes.
It really doesn't. Because finding out that Knight is Leviathan's emissary is unrelated to Rey figuring it out.
Mm.
So if she wasn't on this boat and wasn't told this stuff, it was unnecessary because all the kids have the information now.
Yes.
So this whole boat thing, as silly as it is, never had to happen. That's okay. It's when stuff that needed to happen happens and it's really dumb, that's when you can complain about, you know, it's only dumb if you think about it. And this scene kind of is. Like, how did she get inside past all the guards? Why didn't she ask any of these questions? How did she get changed without any of the guards busting down the door when she's clearly refused the offer by the bad guys? And that means that she's just a liability for bad guys?
I don't think they had time. We didn't even get any Apririse scenes. Dokomon was Apririse because they didn't have time to do these things.
Also, it is beyond me that Knight never says, I can send you back down to number 470.
Good point.
He never threatens her at all.
But the thing is, I don't think that would work. She's like, well, I'll just work up then.
Or he'll fire her.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a legitimate threat.
It's his business. He apparently owns Tokyo.
Yeah, like, oh, join my side or I'll fire you.
So there's lots of questions here about the way Knight acts. But at the end of the day, if this whole scene hadn't happened, they would have treated him the same way.
Mm.
The only thing this does is it puts him into this position to be in an AR field where they're fighting these four. And that also could have happened anyway.
It is set up for the next episode. But the thing is, like...
And that's the whole episode, by the way.
We've just been discussing our favourites.
Oh, sorry, when was the swan boat.
When was the... Yeah, that, also the swan boat. That was adorable. And then
Haru's legs, pedaling so hard.
And Ray's sitting in the back. But I just want to point out that this was us discussing our favourites.
Yeah.
We said the synopsis of the whole episode.
Yes, we did.
When has that ever happened in Atmon?
Episode 4.
Okay, yeah, episode 4, you're right. Episode 4 is...
Untouchable.
So, negatives, I guess?
Negatives. There was no... This was a great episode of an anime that wasn't Atmon.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't anything that was specific to Atmon, besides, obviously, the end part. That was Atmon.
Yeah.
But...
Which was easily the least interesting part of the episode.
Yes. But, and I turned to you and I said, we're watching the bit about Eri in the first, like, 14, 15 minutes.
So long!
And I said, what anime is this? Because it's not Digimon. It's good. But it doesn't feel like Digimon. Like, something like this hasn't happened in Digimon. Like, this is... The Digimon don't have to be there. And the thing is, if we compare that part...
Yes.
To, let's say, the last time we said, what anime is this? This is an Atmon, was the episode where they run away, which wasn't really Atmon.
Oh, that was terrible.
So if you take one that was not so good and you say that this is an Atmon, and one that's good and say that's not Atmon, like, you say, oh, they can do both ways.
Did you know there are lots of good and bad animes that aren't Atmon?
Yeah, I know, but it's interesting that it just...
They don't need the Atmon as a crutch to be good.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't feel like an Atmon episode at all, but it's good, and I like it as an Atmon episode, but the Runaway From Home episode was very of, this is an Atmon, I don't want to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still better than some episodes in Frontier that are very much, this is Frontier.
Ugh.
But
Frontier's garbage.
This episode was very shoujo anime.
Sure, I don't know. I don't really watch
it. It is quite shoujo anime. And it's strange that this Atmon had such a heavy shonen start. Like, they had the shonen intro that was so shonen, and then we have this shoujo anime. I guess we had that the shoujo ending song as well a while back. And that was okay, I guess.
Foreshadowing.
But I really like how we're getting focus on a character who's not the Goku kid or any of the other main characters. She's the female character, the girl. And I don't think we've ever had this much focus on the girl character before.
Except I don't know, Yoli had a whole 2 seconds at the end of a season.
Yeah, you didn't actually feel like that. You're right, I don't. Well done. There you go. There's a character development.
Yeah, Eri's been great. The thing is, though, Eri herself has always kind of been this way. She has not changed a lot. She's changed Astra a lot.
Yeah. Well, her relationships have changed.
Which is cool.
She's still very polite. Like, when she does her speech, she gets up on the stool, but she takes her shoes off because that's so hurt.
Well, she's gotten confidence.
And then on the boat, she does the same
thing. I can't believe she still took them off. She's talking to Leviathan.
Yeah, because she's so polite. And that's the thing about Eri. And I remember in the first Eri introduction episode where, like, oh my, like, we first see her. I'm like, oh, she's going to be so annoying. And then when Haru meets her, like, she's got her persona up and she's, you know, acting like, I'm the center of the universe. And then Gatchmon says, you took your shoes off. And then you realize, Gatchmon's
a treasure.
Eri's actually really great.
Oh, she's sweet.
And then you just like her more and more and more.
And then that's that. That's all we have to say. And miscellaneous, the only thing I have, A, caught up man did not show up. He was not there.
No, yes, he was. You was liar. He? When I forgot her name, the one who's not Alice in her troop.
Oh, he was there!
And he's like, number that 100. Was my favourite! She's my favourite! She got to number 100!
He was really happy about being number 100.
Yeah, because it's better than, like, that's, you know,
it's
not...
It's above half, for sure. It's above it's top 25.
Yeah, but we don't know where Eri, the other two in Eri's group have been...
Ah, crap.
...put. We don't know if they're... Maybe they might have been at the very bottom.
Yeah,
Eri... We've always seen Eri as probably the most popular out of that little group.
For sure.
So what if she was, like, right down the bottom, so she actually did really well as well?
Could be.
Like, she might have gone up more places than Eri did.
That's hard
if to... She might have been 470.
That's a lot of a... That's a long way.
Yeah, but imagine if she was 470. So Caught Up Man was there, but he was cheering. He was happy. He wasn't caught up. That's why you don't think Caught Up Man was there.
That's true. And...
It's Schrodinger's Caught Up Man.
The other thing for miscellaneous... The episode made legit cry.
I did. I cried.
And I turn, and we just talk about how, like, that was a cool bit. It was while Eri's on the phone, and I just turn, and there's a tear. It's halfway down. I'm like, really? Is this happening?
That was really cute.
Is this happening right now?
It was really cute. And it was such a good start of the episode, which is... That's how a show should make you feel. Like, because nothing really huge happened.
But it made you feel like she earned it.
Yeah, I felt proud of her. I don't feel proud of any characters from Frontier.
What's there to be proud of?
I think I was proud of Rookie, but not to this extent. So Atmon's really, like, doing its job, making me care about the characters.
Correct.
So who's your favourite character? Because it's my Eri.
For sure. Like, it's no question.
And as I always say, like, the focus of the episode, that character should be your favourite.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it's not, they're doing something wrong. Like, in an episode about Gatchmon should be your favourite. An episode about Musimon should be your favourite.
All the episodes about Yujin were, like, we either said Offmon or someone else, because Yujin's boring.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, miscellaneous bit.
Oh, Yujin's not there.
Haru tries to contact him. So we thought that the end of the episode might have Eugene on the boat. And they say, oh, you know, oh, Eugene, you're here. You can help us. And he's like, no, I'm on Leviathan's side or something. And I'm guessing that's probably what's going to happen the next episode. I don't know. I would like to see some reveal in that.
The teaser for next episode was really sparing. It literally said, there are four Ultimates we have to fight. We all evolve to Ultimate and we take them down. It didn't say we try. It says we take them down.
Well, no, that might be Gatchmon just saying that's what they want to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying, what the words he said.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I've noticed in these Atmon coming soon, like coming next on Atmon, they don't have a lot of spoilers in them. They're very, like, this is what's going to happen. Like, but you can also guess that from what you just saw in the episode, which is what this one was. And then you go back to another season of Digimon and it explicitly says that something happens, you know. Oh, Leomon dies and Juri is not happy.
Oh, no.
Like, that was how that episode was described in the next time on.
What was it? I don't remember that.
I told you not to watch it.
I never watched
them. Because it would spoil it to you, because if you didn't know that Leomon was going to die, you wouldn't guess it, except that I was super bad at covering my tracks. And I believe same with Hikari being revealed as an eighth child. That was spoiled super early. So, but the Atmon previews are doing pretty well. Do we have anything else to say? Because this was great.
We have covered the whole thing.
All right. So the ranking, unfortunately, this did not dethrone episode 4 from the top of the Apply ranking pyramid. This got number 2.
The only reason for that is because they're both very good episodes, but the other one was an Atmon episode. Yeah. This one was not.
There was no sort of... I mean, Gatchmon did search something. He searched, oh, where's the boat?
Well, if she had just described the boat, that would have solved the problem. She was on it.
It's the huge boat. It's the only one there. It's the only one there.
It's a big L Corp logo on the top. Yeah,
you can't miss it. But apparently everything has the L Corp logo.
That's true.
Unfortunately, this was only number 2.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. I want something to dethrone episode 4.
Like, Eri can't make number 1. Oh!
The thing is, the third high-ranking episode is episode 21, which is The Road to the Top Idol, Coachmon's Intensive Training.
And Coachmon shows up in this one, too.
And Coachmon's crying, too. Like, Tokomon is wailing.
This is marvellous.
And he's like, no, Eri, you did marvellous. And it's like, I love you so much, Coachmon. I love it. And this is what Atmon's meant to do. Like, this, it's meant to make me feel like this. But hopefully we dethrone episode 4 soon, because... I don't know. I'm sick of seeing it up there. Episode 4. Like, maybe episode 4 wasn't that good. Maybe we will rewatch it and we'll go, this episode, not so good. All right, so the next episode, episode 37, is called Invasion, the Ultimate Atmon's Ultimate 4.
Legit, like, they fight some dudes.
Yeah, and I'm going to predict that maybe this won't be such... Unless they put, like, actual, like, story in this, I feel like it's going to be a fighty episode, and I don't want that.
And I think that's... It's likely because to introduce 4 Ultimate Atmon and then show us how good they must be...
It's going to have to be Enter the Dark Masters.
It's going to be the whole episode.
Which I don't think we enjoyed at the time. Like, yeah. We said, okay, it's an introduction of, oh, they get murdered the whole time.
It's going
to
happen.
So I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. They're going to all get murdered by the 4 gods, because that's how you introduce strong characters.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm not looking forward to that, though I do know a spoiler from the game about the 9 gods. Thanks, game.
The 9 gods.
Nine gods, because of that's what the idol's called.
Oh, spoilers, there's 5 more.
No, that was just because that's what
spoilers.
I've got 9 gods in my head because that's what the...
Yes, I know, the Apliyama dudes.
No, the 4 gods, the 4 god-level Digimon. They're not god-level Digimon, are they? No, they're ultimates. Yeah. So, yeah, the 4 ultimates I do know something about because of the game, but I'm not going to say that because you get to enjoy your non-spoilery things. All right. So you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit, and we'd really super duper appreciate it if you were to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast listening device that you use. We also have a website, and you can check that out and see our weekly poll for our main show, our upcoming episodes, and our Apply ranking. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, for as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuQinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and number 1 on YouTube, Penguin Mage, Chakmon, Ishbal Bamba, Hiro Alato, who's @HiroAlato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuichi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who's at Wildlink64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from the Versus podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, Delady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Smile Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azra McCool, Nicholas, and Matthew.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Edgemon. And make sure to listen to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye.